Report, Fox lost to CNN, MSNBC and Key Demo during Tucker Carlson's old slot. By Nick Gilbertson on May 9, 2023. Fox News reportedly lost to both MSNBC and CNN in the key demographic of 25-54-year-olds on Friday night after Tucker Carlson more than doubled the viewership of both competitors during his last broadcast in April. Mediate reports that Fox News Tonight, which has replaced Tucker Carlson tonight at the 8 p.m. ET hour, commanded just 90,000 viewers between 25 to 54 on Friday. This figure is worse than the first hour of CNN's Anderson Cooper 360, which drew 99,000 viewers in the demographic, and MSNBC's All In with Chris Hayes, which took the lion's share of the age group with 145,000. For reference, during Carlson's final show on April 21, he drew 270,000 viewers between the ages of 25 to 54, more than doubling All In with Chris Hayes's 133,000, according to Mediate. The program nearly tripled Anderson Cooper 360's 94,000 viewers in the age population that evening. Fox News still held a plurality of the demographic on Friday, April 28, with 111,000 viewers before surrendering it last week. Related, leaks and smears against Tucker Carlson driving viewers away from Fox News to Breitbart and Newsmax. Moreover, much of the network's evening lineup has declined in total viewers since the host and network agreed to part ways, according to Mediate. Total ratings in all programs from 5 p.m. ET through the evening, spear Jesse Waters' primetime, were down on Friday compared to the night of Carlson's final show. The 5 drew 2.685 million viewers on April 21 and slid minimally to 2.347 last week. On May 5, Special Report drew 1.561 million sets of eyes, down from 1.85 million on April 21. Where Tucker Carlson Tonight pulled a viewership of 2.646 million on his final broadcast, Fox News Tonight could not manage half of the figure in the same time slot last week, registering at 1.284 million. Hannity commanded an audience of 1.57 million last Friday, a drop-off from 1.984 million 2 weeks prior, and the Ingram angle saw a 380,000-person decline in viewership from April 21 compared to May 5. Finally, Gutfeld dipped slightly from 1.67 million on the night of Carlson's final broadcast to 1.44 million last week. Carlson announced Tuesday evening that he plans to begin broadcasting his own show on Twitter in the near future, as Breitbart News's John Nolte reported. "Starting soon, we will be doing a new version of the show we've been doing for 6.5 years to Twitter," Tucker promised without elaborating on what soon means. "We'll bring some other things too, which we'll tell you about. But for now, we're just grateful to be here. Free speech is the main right that you have. Without it, you have no others," he said at the end of the clip.